To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Ian Foster will continue as head coach until the end of the 2023 Rugby World Cup. Foster's been given unanimous backing from both the board and CEO Mark Robinson, along with promoting new coach Joe Schmidt into a new attacking role, which was Foster's role under Hansen's reign. So was it the right call, and will Razor stay or pack his bags? Former South African international and rugby analyst Kevin Putter's with us. Kevin, NZR had to make this decision, right, to save face at this point, surely?
Oh, morning, Kate. One would expect after the public execution via social media, yeah, they did. I can only imagine what labour law and that would say and the amount of payouts. But that aside, to get the rugby right, there was really no other option.
Would Foster have still been the coach if he'd lost that test at Ellis Park, though?
Well, again, if you just actually look at the logistics of who you could put in place, Joe Schmidt, I don't think, is in the position to take over the head role at the moment, even though he might be quite desirable in the future. This is merely a great, you know, fill-in in the process they get to where they actually think they might be going. For someone to suddenly jump in, new crew, no wonder the players were supporting Fozzie and that with it as well. I mean, what are you going to do when you've got a guy that's, you know, selecting you as the number one? Of course you're going to back the guy. And Fozzie is an outstanding people's person. Look, I really don't think the NZR, you could have done anything more than what they've done at the moment, apart from be a lot better in the process to start with.
Yeah, oh, for sure. What about Scott Robertson? He was lined up to replace Foster. Now he isn't. You know, will he be assessing his options at the moment, do you reckon?
Oh, 100%. And look, I think the rest of the world is probably fully aware of just the calibre of Razor. It's a no-brainer that he's going to be picked up somewhere, although, you know, we'll be showing love, as much love as we can, but the guy's a superstar.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of the way the NZRU's handled all this and what poor, you know, Foster's been through, what about the New Zealand rugby public, crucially? Will they get behind this decision to keep him, do you think, at this point?
Oh, look, we're fickle. We want the results on the field. I think this has been a great little sideshow that's going on, but I think that ultimately once they step over that white line and start playing the game, of course we will. We're you know, traditionalists and we love the game and all the rest of it. We can be and moan about, you know, what's going on, but of course we will support our national team. I don't think you're going to see a drop in numbers going to test matches or anything of the sort.
Good. Pleased to hear it. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Kevin Putt, who is a former South African international and rugby analyst. And he's right, isn't he? I mean, we are fickle and we've got short memories. And hopefully this will all be a distant memory once they start winning again. And everybody jumps behind them and it'll just be one of those horrible things you look back on and go, remember that time they were going to sack him? Well, we hope that's the case anyway.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.